As I read your book, this struck me, particularly from someone in political life. You wrote the following: there are constant and vehement political and media debates in Israel concerning its policies in the West Bank, but because of powerful political, economic, and religious forces in the United States, Israeli government decisions are rarely questioned or condemned. Voices from Jerusalem dominate in our media, and most American citizens are unaware of circumstances in the occupied territories. And then you went on to say, there's no doubt there is a strong aversion to criticizing Israel in this country. I wouldn't say it's all because of intimidation, but that is one factor.
Yes. Do you disagree with that? Well, I won't ask you that. You're the one asking questions. But I don't think anyone could disagree with that. There are very few, if any, voices in the political realm of Washington or in the major news media who would raise the kind of issues that are raised in this book.
Why?
I have said in the book, I don't know if it's intimidation or just reticence. There are some factors that are involved even in the religious circles, but it's completely, almost completely unacceptable in this country for any public official to criticize the policies of Israel, even if they are horribly abusive against the Palestinians and violating human rights.
This is, in effect, taking on the, quote, Israeli lobby or the Jewish lobby.
That's part, the Jewish lobby may be part of it. I didn't say that in the book, but I think that's part of it. But even, you know, I don't think that the Washington Post or the New York Times or NBC or others are intimidated by the Jewish lobby. But I think there's a reticence, even in public fora, to describe both sides of the issues in the West Bank.